This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Candidates spent the weekend making one last pitch to voters ahead of tomorrow's primary election. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Oh, there's somebody there. There is somebody there. Hi, how are you? I'm Mike Lynch, and I'm running for Congress.
Like a lot of other candidates, Mike Lynch was out in the heat making a last-minute pitch to people to get out and vote. He's running in the crowded GOP field for the 4th Congressional District. Lynch says voter turnout is important, especially for the future of his party, which has done badly at the polls in recent years.
This election will determine the direction of Colorado Republican politics for a number of years.
That's because in many of the congressional primaries, the candidates are divided between the more traditional conservative wing of the party and the MAGA populist wing. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado is seeing more avian flu cases in cows. CPR's John Daly explains the state is working with the dairy industry to slow the spread.
The first case in dairy cows was in April. Since then, the state has reported another 18 cases. Colorado reported 15 just this month, adding 6 cases Friday to a state website tracking positive cases in dairy cows. Dr. Rachel Herlihy, the state epidemiologist, says the risk continues to be low for humans and is dependent on exposure. She says the state is working closely with the ag industry and affected farms
to ensure that we're monitoring workers and that those workers have access to testing and treatment as needed.
The state is providing PPE, personal protective gear, to dairy workers. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Public hearings this week in Colorado Springs will get feedback on 2 controversial projects. Today, the city council takes up a proposal to limit the height of buildings in downtown Colorado Springs. Tomorrow, a proposed apartment complex is on the agenda. That development would be next to a project that was previously rejected for public safety reasons. In the Springs, mid-90s this afternoon and staying in the 90s all week long. Denver, 96 today. This is CPR News.